section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Does everyone feel adequately aquatic?
I think so.
Aquatic?
Yes.
Coming to you live from Wet Wang, England, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, the boys' first rock concert, Blake's jury duty interview, and how to clean your hands and your toilet at the same time with your co-hosts, Ryan, The Voice, and me, Locks of Love Jason. And now your host, Blake Clayton.
Welcome everyone to IBWIP episode 159. I am your host, the podcasting guy. Okay, this is the show that your mother hates, your dad loves, and that your sister lost her virginity to. You guys do the math.
Send us your pics.
Yeah, you guys get that?
I got it.
I love it.
The dad had sex with the daughter? Get it?
Oh,
I'm sorry. That was way out of it.
Nope.
Sorry. My bad.
Start this one over.
Ooh, that was rough.
That's what she said.
Rough. All right, folks. They have with me Jason.
Yeah, thank you.
Locks of Love.
Yep, I got him.
I'm trying to keep it tight.
High and tight, baby.
Ryan.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
There you go. And Dustin.
Yo.
Okay. That was high and tight.
Yep.
No, I had all these really fancy things written down, and I had the wrong piece of paper.
Oh, who needs it, right?
Nah.
I don't remember
anything off the cuff. Anything you want to say about my hair that hasn't been said?
No, it's all been said.
What about his voice that hasn't been said?
No, nope, it's all been said.
It's all been said.
What about Ryan? What about his Obama impression from last week?
It was the greatest Obama
impression. We're still talking about it a week later.
A week later, here we are.
You guys really need to get different wardrobes.
I like this shirt.
We didn't even push record on the video.
Who needs it?
I don't.
Do you want me to do it right now?
Sure, go ahead.
All right.
All right. Well, folks, welcome to the show. It's all Jason's fault that there's nothing in the beginning. So, personal story. I like to start the show off by telling folks about stuff that's going on in my life.
As you should.
Molly said I can't talk about our sex life anymore.
As you shouldn't.
And so, we recently went and took the kids to a rock concert. We went and saw the Battle of the Bands. Our buddy Whiskey Chaser,
yeah,
his band, Shadows Inc., was playing. And so, we took the children with us to their first ever rock concert.
All-ages show,
it was
I imagine.
It was an all-ages show. First time at the Limelight. It was an awesome place.
Yeah, great venue.
It was bigger than I thought it was going to be.
Yes. Yeah.
And the sound was not bad at all.
Yeah, told you.
Dozens like...
Don't believe me.
I know my shit.
My idea.
So,
you took the kids, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
So, can I go ahead and tell the rest of my story? Or
no, let's pause here. That's it.
All right. It was a great show. Yeah. No, it was really cool. You know, I had earplugs for them, you know, because I didn't know what I was going to be. So I had earplugs for them, and we got in there, and the first band was playing that we saw.
That's weird to me. You took earplugs to a concert. You take your kids to the movies and have a blindfold for them?
Okay. Sure. Welcome to the show.
A little hostility.
A little bit. So we're watching the first band, and Eli's just, you know, jumping around. He's already taken his earplugs out. He's like, fuck that.
He's down to his underwear. He's making old man faces.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Where's the peanut butter? I was told there was going to be peanut butter in this place. And Garrett was, you know, he was just kind of standing there. He wasn't sure. And I looked at him, and he had his arms crossed, you know, and he was just kind of...
Yeah, doing the hipster pose.
He was real serious. Real serious. Like he should have been on the other side of the gate... the railing, like, with a yellow shirt on that said events. And I'm like, what's wrong, buddy? Are you not having a good time? He goes, nah, I just don't like them. And I was like, okay. So then we watched another band, and he got more into it. And then we watched this band, and I don't remember. There was Ballsack Kings of the Ball Sack.
Oh, Body Bag Fit for a King?
Yeah, Body Bag. Same difference.
Huh, nice.
And, you know, it was the screaming metal.
Right. Yeah, like, they're pretty heavy.
And the guy had, like, fake blood rolling, you know, coming down his... And he had one green eye. I don't know if that's real or fake, but...
I'm going to guess it's a contact lens.
Yeah. And so... And they were really loud. And so we were kind of standing back, and the boys were just watching. And, of course, Eli's just, you know, he's, like, you know, wanting to bounce off people. And I'm, like, you know, showing him how to mosh. And he's just leaning in with his head. Like, the kid was just, like... He'd run up to you and just hit you with his head.
I'm Circle
like,
pit.
Yeah. I'm like, let's just do shoulders. Let's do shoulders. Let's not do our head.
Father of the year.
Okay, and so, you know, Garrett wasn't really liking them, and I kind of took him out into the foyer area, and I'm like, you know, everybody has their own taste in music, and I said, you know, you don't have to like this, and,
right.
You know, this the blood is fake, you know, they're just doing a show.
If
you know.
Thought it was real, he might have liked them better.
Yeah, well, he gave them a FF plus.
Really?
Yeah. And so then Chase's band came on, so we took them to the front, right up next to the rail, right in front of Chase. And they rocked it out. They both loved Chase. They both loved their band, and they had a good time. And so we left, you know, and they were, you know, we didn't stay for the whole thing. There was like 10 bands.
Yeah, I don't think Shadows Inc. ended up winning anyway.
No, and they should have. But that's a different
Number
story.
One in our hearts.
Right? Number one in our hearts. Those guys were, yeah, anyway. So, and afterwards, you know, they're like, the next concert we go, you know, they were just pumped up, and they had a really good time. And I think it was a good experience for them to, like, hear different kinds of music because it wasn't just one band, so. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I know you have us on the show, the talk and stuff, and I'm sorry to stay quiet during this segment, but it just feels like I don't think you should have kids at a show like that. I mean, you're just talking about green eyes and blood, and I just...
It was an all-ages show, though, so...
Yeah, but I don't know. You know what? I will just have to agree to disagree on something like this.
Well, I think it needs to get settled one way or the other. And there's really only one way to settle it.
Fisticuffs.
It's not fisticuffs, is it?
No, you have too much hair. I would hit you and just bounce. My hand would bounce off.
Damn straight.
But I think we should settle this via debate club.
Via what?
I think we should settle this via debate club.
Okay.
My fault.
In a world of opinions, only one will reign supreme. The winner will be decided in Debate Club.
I'll fight you right now.
It's ironic that we have an intro for this. I
just got to keep those things in your back pocket until you need them.
Yeah,
you
never know. I never thought me and my friend Jason would ever disagree
on anything.
Ever.
We've always agreed on everything we've ever talked about. And we just happen to have this intro ready.
Convenient.
I think it's cool that you expose your kids to things, but something like this is just not. It's not what you want to expose a kid to. I mean, it's too loud. They're kids. They're developing. Their ears are going to get damaged.
I had the earplugs.
But he said he took them out. He took them out, right?
Well, yeah, we weren't standing right in front of the speaker. I mean, that was not until Chase's band. But I mean, it was wide open. I mean, it wasn't like crowded. Sorry, Dustin. No, we have a little.
There's a bug flying around me.
So, you know, and they really enjoyed it. They had a good time.
Well, Ryan.
Do you swear in front of your kids? Does Molly swear in front of your kids?
Only when she's mad at them. I do.
Do you guys talk about sex in front of your kids?
I make innuendos. This is not really about rock concerts, though.
Well, it's the lyrics.
I think Ryan's on my side on this thing is what it sounds like to me.
I'm going to guess, though, that you probably couldn't distinguish most of the lyrics from a lot of the bands anyways. You know.
Well, that one you couldn't. You had no idea what they were saying, except they did Wrecking Ball by...
Really?
It was really bad. Hmm. But
he's got a point, though. I think Ryan's got a point, though. There's a lot of dirty sexual lyrics out there.
My neck, my back, let's have lunch and a snack.
That's a Wiggles song, right?
Well, I mean, they hear this stuff on the radio anyway. This is bands that are playing on the radio. So, you know, but, you know, we can't take them to a lot of shows because they're at bars and stuff. And I'm not going to take my kid to a bar. But this was like a all-ages show, you know, and they got to see different kinds of music. So I'm not pigeonholing them to listen to whatever their mothers are making them listen to.
Mm-hmm. I threw all-ages concerts in the co-op parking lot. We had a Kiss tribute band, and they sing about their love guns. But, you know.
Which is, I mean... It's a literal gun. Thing, though. It's a gun. Yeah. It's an actual weapon.
You
that
find
has.
A woman you want to make love with, and you're like, I'm gonna shoot you.
But there's not, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. That's totally clean. Okay. It's just, he's talking about just a fun little weapon that he has.
Right.
Right. All right. Now, kiss aside, does it really stand for Knights in Satan's Service?
That's what my grandma told me.
Well, me and your grandma on the same page.
Okay.
I gotta say too that I mean you already mentioned mosh pitting. Well, it's dangerous. There's a lot of raucous fans out there that are moving around. It's dangerous.
Kids are usually safe though because they're from like the waist down. So like when the people are swinging, they swing high. And the kids are like,
I'm not putting him
goes over their head.
Sweet chariot. Huh?
I'm not putting him right in the middle of a bunch of drunk guys with tattoos and big arms like Ryan.
But you just said he was like smashing his head around and stuff.
Well, yeah, because it was just us. We're like me and Garrett and Molly and.
Why don't you just do that here then? You can do that in the living room.
Yeah, have Shadows Inc. come and play in your living room.
They're friends of the show.
It's also a way for them to see that there's many different kinds of people and that they can't. They're not going
to take them to Walmart.
Stereotype.
Yeah, there was a concert a couple weeks ago that you talked about on the show down on the Turnpike Troubadour show.
Yeah, and there was guys there.
I took my daughter to that show and she got to see the hipster cowboy. And their hair products. And,
life lessons.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. She was making fun of them. So
I'm not saying you got to like shelter your kids from everything, but this is a. There's so many things. Like you go to these shows, everyone's got booze, and they start drinking. They start drinking before the show started, and they're by the time the main act comes around, they're pretty well sloshed up and ready to go. And obviously someone's always passing around a joint out there or something. You want your kids around that?
There anybody are.
What's that?
They already are.
Oh, they already are?
I see what you're saying, but that stuff usually doesn't happen at like an all-age show. I mean, there were people drinking beer because they were serving beer.
That's a
way of venue make. But I'm not having them right in the mix, right in the middle of like, it's not like an Ozzy Osbourne concert.
Are you drawing a perimeter where all the booze is and finding out where the middle is and not sending them in there?
Yes. I'm like, excuse me, do these four people around me have booze?
He brings the thing of salt and he pours a circle around and nobody can break the circle.
Ah, okay.
And it's like a force field.
I just think you're taking this a little extreme.
I don't care. Whisper.
How long have you been taking your daughter to shows?
They're going to hate me because
they already do.
It's okay. My daughter's been going to shows since she was probably about 4 or 5. Yeah.
And what do you think she's learned?
She's learned a lot about different types of music. I mean, I run a music store, so she's going to get exposed to music and all that. And, she likes Katy Perry and Ariana Grande, and I have to take her to shows like The Wild Feathers. And
now, see, those are great examples where you should take your kids.
Stuff like that to balance out with the One Direction. I'll take her to a One Republic concert, which is a little bit better than Big Time Rush.
And I think that I'm showing them that there's different kinds of music than what they're being subjected to.
Fight the power.
I mean, I wouldn't. Would I buy the CDs for the three of the four bands that I saw? No,
probably
I wouldn't.
Not.
But
if you do, you can come to Co-op Records, and I can probably sell them to you.
Right. But I want them to know that here's my main things. There's all different types of music, and nobody should tell you what to like. And the more music you know about, the more you are going to make a good decision. Because music is really important to me,
And it's an individual thing too, right?
Right. And also, when I was young, if there was a guy with tattoos on his face, I would just instantly think he was a criminal.
Weirdo.
But I have a lot of really cool friends that have tattoos on their faces.
Name one.
Mike Tyson.
Hobo.
You're friends with Hobo Mike Tyson?
No. Hobo in California.
Okay. He is cool.
My buddy Derek. And I know there's a lot of bands I know they have tattoos on on their neck or whatever, and they're cool guys.
Honestly, I'm not quite convinced yet.
Your kids are just going to end up like you.
What's wrong with me?
Just gonna sit around. He doesn't want to say it. There's a lot wrong with you. These kids are going to end up like both of you guys, and it's going to be big trouble for these kids growing up. I don't know.
I think you're over-dramatizing it.
Maybe so. Maybe I'm doing it for the show.
My daughter's going to end up sitting in a kitchen doing a podcast.
Is that what you want? Is that what you want?
I don't know.
I would hope a lot better for my daughter.
You may have a point. All that money on dance lessons.
Well,
I don't know. You've made some pretty good points.
Of course I did.
I mean, I didn't get to go to concerts until I went on my own in high school. So I'm trying to, you know.
And my mom took me to
have
shows.
Fun with, yeah, have I saw fun with my kid.
ZZ Top, Rick Springfield, John Mellencamp, John Cougar. I saw him when it was John Cougar. I saw him when it was John Cougar.
He's coming back. You can take them.
Yeah, we're going to go see John Mellencamp. And
they'll probably be indifferent about the whole thing, but, you know.
With your story about John and his various Mellencamps and Cougars, you have swayed me to your side of the argument.
Well, thank you. Hey, thank you very much, sir.
Whoa. Boy, that was intense. You guys okay? Everyone cool?
It's going to take me a little while to mellow.
Well, maybe you can mellow out during this song. This is I Can't Get Drunk Enough to Say Goodbye by our good friend Joey Alcorn.
Sounds like a good one. And if you follow the Yellow Brick Road far enough, you eventually see an outhouse. Within that outhouse, you will find IBWIP.
IBWIP. It's easy, fun, and rewarding. From now to the end of October, if you send us fan feedback via our email address, blake@ibwipa.com, you will receive a free IBWIP sticker and koozie. Yes, You guessed it right. I'm not a cheap bastard. We can also be found on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Head over to IBWIP.com for all the hyperlinks and interact with the show. We'd love to hear from you. Even Jason, on occasion, does.
Turned out this way. She had a way with loneliness as fast as you could cry. She swore I'd be like all the rest, but I still just had to try. Yes, I felt lucky. She said she loved me, but she never said she'd stay. I should've known things would turn out this way. I should've known things would turn out this way. Something inside you clicks, and you don't think you can make it. I don't think you can take it. No, 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 no. You had a way of breaking hearts, and you only brought her. This way, you should have known things would turn out this way. You should have known things would turn out this way. You should have known things would turn out this way.
I'm sure you know, but if you didn't know, you should have known that was Should Have Known by John Howie and the Rosewood Bluff.
Yes. Very, very good song. So, what else you guys got going on? Anything to talk about?
Uh-oh.
Oh, Jesus.
Did you order pizza? Because that'd be really cool if you did.
Maybe it's a robot. Hey, hi, how are you? Hello?
Yes, Mr. Blake Josephine Clayton, I presume?
Blake Clayton, yes.
Yes, you mind if I come in here? My name is Stuart Milton. I am of the law firm Friedman, Schwartz, and Rosenblatt. Our firm is representing Animal of Muppet and Electric Mayhem fame in his homicide trial. I've been sent to interview based on your response for the selection for jury duty. Your wife, Molly Nelson Clayton, said this was the only time you were available. Is this correct?
Yeah, I guess. I'm a famous podcaster. I'm a father. I'm a husband.
Well, I've never heard of you.
And I'm also a male model. That's probably where you heard of me. So scheduling my time is pretty, I'm pretty booked up. I can't believe she scheduled it right now, though, because I'm in the middle of my very, very, very popular podcast. So.
What is that? What is a podcast exactly?
It's where a bunch of guys sit around and talk about dick jokes and stuff.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, sounds great. Sorry to interrupt your little good time show here, but you and I have some business to attend to. You're saying that you're unable to serve your country by participating in something that your forefathers fought for, the honor of jury duty. I'm here to make sure, make the decision, rather, of whether or not you're able to serve in that jury duty.
Well, like I said, I'm just very busy. It's not like I'm trying to be unpatriotic or anything.
Do you have forefathers?
I have 45 fathers.
I've done the research. It is true. He has 45 fathers.
Do you need some medicine?
Like a lozenge?
No, I was thinking more like something for his hay fever or his nose.
It is acting up, but I do appreciate your offer. I will take some.
Okay. Hey, Dustin, can you pick that up for me?
Yeah. All right, let me go find one.
Thank you very much. Flavin. All right, let's get down to business here. I've done a little research, so we'll blow through some of the basics. You're clearly over 18.
Yes.
More like 58. Unfortunately, you're a citizen of these United States. I'm checking that off here. You are able to read and understand English, right?
Yeah, I have some issues like with reading live reads, but the rest sounds pretty all right, although 58 seems a little high.
Well, you clearly haven't taken care of yourself, and what the hell is a live read?
It's something I do poorly. It's when you read something and not a pre-recorded message.
Like, yeah, sounds really interesting. Thanks a lot.
You have to be an asshole.
Well, you don't have to come up with reasons why you can't serve your country either, all right? Everyone's got to throw in their 2 cents, and everyone's got to pay the piper.
I don't think I got anything in the mail saying I had to do anything.
You didn't receive anything in the mail?
Not anything to do with jury duty.
All right, well, let's get back to here. See, have you ever been convicted of any indictable offense in any state or federal court?
Well, first of all, I don't know what indictable means.
You don't know what indictable means?
No. I've never been convicted, but I've been accused.
Well, that doesn't necessarily knock you out of the running for jury duty. Can you go into a little bit more detail?
Well, a lot of these questions just seem to, they don't really have anything to do with jury duty. I mean, if Pauly Shore can do jury duty, I'm pretty good.
You're telling me you're a famous podcaster. I've never heard of you. Pauly Shore, one of the great American actors. I've seen Jury Duty 12 times, as many jurors as in a jury. That's a great film.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen it?
Not in a lot of time. Dustin? Ryan?
I'm still looking for a lozenge.
Hurry up with that lozenge. Clearly there's something wrong with my voice.
A Sudafed. You need a Sudafed.
A Sudafed. That sounds pretty good.
Sudafedamin.
What? Look, do you have any physical or mental disabilities that would prevent you from properly serving as a juror?
Well,
you
would say he does.
I thought you wanted to go back to... You wanted some more detail about...
Well, do you have any more detail? I'll take all the details you can get for why you're such a rascal.
Yeah, well, let's just say that there was Asian hookers involved and beef jerky, and that's about as far as I can go with it.
That's fine. It was
well worth going back.
A confidential document. I couldn't dig into it. I'm glad you're open and honest with me about that. And truthfully, there's nothing wrong with little Asian hookers. So what about it? Physical or mental disabilities?
Not that I've been officially diagnosed with, no.
No, but you're alluding to something, I'm sure. You have joint problems?
I have cataracts really bad.
I think you could probably use a joint for that. All right, like I mentioned, I am. Our firm is representing Animal from Electric Mayhem and the Muppet fame. Do you know the defendant?
The defendant.
Do you know Animal?
I don't know him. No, I don't.
You don't know Animal?
No, Animal I don't know.
Do you know any of the potential witnesses?
Well, I mean, last time we did a show a couple weeks ago, and I don't know if I'm supposed to say anything. I
told him what?
Well, Kermit the Frog, he was here. I know him.
Okay, I was going to say, you better tell me, because you're under federal law. By federal law, you have to tell me what's going on. Kermit the Frog?
Yeah, he's under witness protection, so I'm not supposed to. I told him I wouldn't tell anybody.
And now you're telling me, but that's the right thing to do. Kermit the Frog, what do you have to say about the whole mess?
He said that Animal killed Gonzo and chopped his nose or dick nose off or something. It was pretty graphic. He came over for a couple flies.
Not to use innuendo, but that is the long short of it. All right?
Oh, I'll get that long.
Thank you very much.
You ever do stand-up comedy?
I you can see me at the Funny Bone this weekend in Wichita, Kansas. I'll be there at 7 p.m., and we are trying to add a late show if enough tickets sell.
I don't think you'll be worrying about
that. I think you're right.
We get those lozenges?
Yeah, can I get a lozenge?
I still can't find them.
Please take your time. We're going to be here for a while.
It's probably because this isn't your house.
You're just looking through cupboards in a house that you don't live in or know anything about necessarily.
Yeah, there's just a lot of expired medicine.
Put it all in a baggie and I'll take it. So you don't. That's the only potential witness you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't. Yeah, that's all I know. I don't really know anybody else.
All right, move in. Bravo, bravo, 1-9er. Go, go, go.
What the hell's
going on? This guy.
This is the guy.
That's guy. Yeah. Get down on the ground.
You heard him. Get on the ground.
Get out. Put your hands behind your back.
Thank you very much, Agent Candy Corn. Read him his rights.
Yo.
Yo, that's right.
You're getting arrested by Rocky.
That's right, you're getting arrested. Listen up.
Yo, the right to my son.
Take your time, Agent Candy Corn.
The guy won't stop struggling. Anything you say can or will be used against you in the court of law. And you have the right to talk to a lawyer. And you have a lawyer present with you during questioning. If you can't afford a lawyer.
Take your time. You're doing great.
Thanks, boss.
Right. You should be running by now.
One.
Oh, you're on the ground.
One.
You got it.
Will be appointed for you if you so desire. Do you understand each of these rights that I'm explaining to you?
Holy shit, what's going on?
I can't understand what you just said to me.
Let me see if I can't clear this up for you, Ryan. My name is Federal Agent Chuck Manhard. You've been placed under arrest for tax evasion.
Holy shit.
That's right, holy shit. What do you think about that, Ryan?
I didn't fucking evade taxes.
Ah, we've been attempting to track Ryan for months now, and you finally slipped up.
Hey, this is my buddy. I just know him from work. He just came over to hang out.
The long arm of the law has had their sights on him for a long time.
How the hell how they know you're here?
Blake, this is just a ruse, all right? You're off the hook for jury duty.
Oh, thank God.
Forever.
I don't give a fuck what happens to you now.
Am I still looking for a lozenge?
You know what? This is my real voice, and I will still take a lozenge, please.
Yeah, I think you need one.
Candy Corn?
Yeah.
You're doing great over there.
Thanks, Bulls.
I know it took you weeks to memorize those Miranda rights, and I tell you what.
It's hard, man. It like,
went off without a hitch.
I've been hit in the head a lot by these people, and they like.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying.
It hurts.
No, you're doing a great job.
It makes it hard to like think.
Like thoughts, stuff. Right. Think thoughts.
It hurts.
You're a good man, Corn.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks.
How'd you get in?
Through the window.
He came through the window when I said, bravo, bravo. Now listen up. The truth is, Blake, I'm a huge fan of this show, minus Jason, of course. And I saw on IBWIP's Facebook page that Ryan was going to be on the show again this week. And that was our chance.
So you used my show as like some part of some sting operation? That's pretty fucking cool.
That is cool. Put that up on your Facebook page and please hashtag me on there if you would too.
Sure.
Hashtag Manhard cool.
Yeah. Straight up.
Ryan, do you need me to call your old lady or what?
Yeah, would you please?
You're coming downtown for sure. Look, just to let you know, Blake, as I said, I'm a fan of the show. If you ever want to check out my Facebook page, my handle is KittenKisses73. 74 was taken.
Oh, I hate when that happens. My original Twitter handle was going to be I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you, 32, but the 32 was taken.
God damn, what did you end up with?
33.
Nice.
That's a good song. I like it. It's a play.
Candy Corn and I, we both approve of your Twitter handle.
We like to listen to it in the squad car.
Candy Corn and I have a lot of long nights together. We do enjoy that. Look,
hey, is that a banana in your hand, or are you just happy to see Ryan get arrested?
Hey, I apologize for the charade, everyone. I needed to keep all of you here long enough to get my team into position to capture Ryan, this rat bastard.
I understand. I'm just, this is so surprised. This are we going to be on Cops?
Yeah. Yeah, you will be on Cops. What do you think about that?
I've already been on Cops, right, boss?
That's right. That's right, Candy Corn.
Okay.
Hey,
Hey, why don't you? Maybe you should go outside and get some fresh air.
It's a good idea.
Are you?
I'm a little excited.
Any last words, Ryan?
No.
None whatsoever.
No.
All right, Agent
Candy. I want to talk to a lawyer.
Yeah, you get your chance, buddy. Didn't you hear Candy Corn read the rights to you?
Could you read them again?
I didn't understand.
Read them all again.
Said.
Read the Miranda rights again to him, Candy Corn.
I thought you wanted me to go outside.
Well, why don't you go outside and then yell them through the window you broke through?
Okay, I can do that.
I appreciate it.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything that you say can or will be used against you in the court of law.
Blake, he was hitting the head. He's doing a great job, though, isn't he?
You have the right to talk to a lawyer. I think you just said that, too. And have a lawyer present with you during questioning.
He's pulled me out of so many jams.
If you cannot afford a lawyer,
this is the tough part for him.
One will be.
You got it, buddy. You got it. I'm right here for you.
Appointed.
That's right.
Yo, Adrian, I did it.
He did it.
For you, if you so desire. Do you understand each of these rights is explained to you?
You must have heard him clearly this time, Ryan.
I said.
No, we're good. Dude, we're good.
You said I had the right to remain silent, which is what I'm doing.
Is that explained to you?
Hey, you're doing good at that.
All right, Agent Candy.
Call your lady. Tell her.
I can't talk.
You got one phone call. He's exercising his right to silence.
Hey, give me a sign. Do you want me to call or not?
Holy shit. What the hell is going on? I finally found some Sudafed. Who are these people?
Federal Agent Chuck Manhart. Your buddy Ryan here is going to jail for a long time for tax evasion.
Oh, shit.
Candy Corn, this is voice.
Hey, yo. What's up?
Wow. That guy.
He's a badass. Don't fuck with him. He won't fuck with you.
Okay.
Agent Candy Corn, take Ryan away.
Okay, boss.
Hey, Blake, do you mind if I hang out and listen to Jason read the upcoming release schedule?
No, that's fine.
What about me?
Take him away, boys.
Yeah, boy. Okay.
Wow, that was intense.
That was intense.
I did not. I mean,
I'm glad you told me to go get medicine. I missed all that.
It's weird how somebody always leaves when something happens in the show.
Something always happens.
If we could just get everybody to stay in the room, they would be able to experience cool stuff.
Maybe we could get like seatbelts on the seats for everyone to like stay buckled in.
I mean, I've known Ryan for a couple of years, and you look like a taxpayer to me.
Yeah. No, I saw him come.
It's always the ones you least suspect, man.
I guess so.
I suppose you're right. I think you're right.
I think it's pretty cool though. We're gonna be on Cops.
Well, I'm not.
Maybe at the end there, I think the height of the whole moment was
probably hear me yelling in the background or something. But
you and Candy Corn talking to each other—that was a pretty heated exchange. I think that's gonna make the air.
It was awkward, and the tension, you could slice it. It was
slice it,
thick.
Dice it. That's right. I'll tell you what. Here, let's get a little upcoming release schedule action. Episode 157, an interview with W.B. Walker from Old Soul Radio is now available.
Oh, hell.
Listen to Old Soul Radio, would you? Episode 158, The Herpes of Crafts is now available. This episode, inevitably titled None Down, One to Go, will be available on October 10th. And episode 160, our next episode, will be available on October 17th. And don't forget, Wednesday, October 15th is White Cane Safety Day. White cane safety? What about black cane safety? The NAACP is going to have a field day with this one. And Thursday, October 16th is NAACP field day. The members of NAACP get to let their hard-to-manage hair down and focus on the issues that matter, such as white canes getting their own holiday. Also on Thursday, October 16th is dictionary day. My dad said I'd never amount to anything. Well, with someone who wouldn't amount to anything own a dictionary? Look at me now, Dad!
Top of the world.
Top of the world to you. Hi. Also, please remember to submit your mystery tags and fan feedback to be read live, as well as your questions for upcoming artist interviews. And if you like what you hear, please tell your one and only friend and help support the show.
Oh, this is heavy duty.
I'm out of breath. I'm going to take a nap.
Normally, I would be out saying, like, let's just end the show and go smoke. But I don't need to now because I use a vape now.
Oh, you're one of those, huh?
He's doing it right now, right into the mic. Did you hear that?
Bubbling.
He's loving it.
Yeah, Molly wants me to quit smoking because when I met her like 4 years ago, I told her I was going to stop smoking. That was a way for
you
me.
You didn't say when.
Right. It was a way for me to get in her pants, and she, you know, was fine with it. So I bought one of these vape things, and I think in like 2.5 days, I smoked maybe 10 cigarettes. So
what was the norm for you?
20 to 25 a day.
So like almost a pack a day? Or
over a pack, yeah.
Over a pack.
Yeah, so
baby steps.
And it was weird because I had that coughing fit. Well, because it was just like all this stuff was going on.
Yeah, there's nothing funny about what was happening.
No,
it
and
was
I had
very
to,
serious.
Yeah, and I had to go grab. I was like reaching for my little vape thing. So, yeah, and guess what flavor they have?
Milk Duds.
Mountain Dew.
Nice.
Wow, that's your favorite. Mellow Yellow is your favorite drink, right?
No, I hate Mellow Yellow.
Sundrop.
Mellow Yellow is like the inbred child of Mountain Dew. Sundrop.
Faygo.
Oh, God.
No. So this must be like a dream come true for you to have not only to quit the tar and all the garbage from a cigarette, but then also enjoy a Mountain Dew flavor when you're smoking your vape.
Yeah, it doesn't taste like Mountain Dew at all.
Oh, okay.
It tastes like hobo piss.
Hobo piss?
Yeah. But, you know, it's keeping me from smoking, but I like it. It's cool.
Yeah? And Ryan, I noticed you're smoking one too, right?
He was when he was still here.
Oh, but now he's not here.
Yeah, that one, you know.
So maybe I'll just text him about that question later, and then he will respond to that question.
We'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah.
We'll
put it in the show notes.
In post.
He'll use his one phone call to call us and tell us about it.
That'd be a shame. I mean, really, you know.
What would be a shame?
To waste his phone call to call us talking about vapes.
I don't know. I think after this week, if I can do it a whole week, I'll have paid for the vape machine and, you know, saved another $20, I think.
That's awesome. And you'll reap all the health benefits.
And I can do it in the house.
You can buy crack with the money you saved.
Exactly. Hookers and crack.
I'm on the page with you guys.
See?
You know what? I am not paying any taxes for this.
Oh, really?
I'm not giving the state of Illinois.
How does that work?
Tobacco tax.
Tobacco tax.
Hey, tobacco tax.
So you love it. You love the vape. Mountain Dew, not so much.
Yeah, the Mountain Dew. I like Turkish blend.
And it's like a liquid you put in there.
Yeah, it's a liquid, and then you heat it up, and it makes a vapor, and then you do it. So, but it has nicotine in it. I'm on a level 24 nicotine, which is the highest level you can do.
Top shelf.
Are you going to try to wean yourself off of that, or you just say, screw it. This is way healthier than what I would be smoking. Let's leave it at a 24.
That's a good plan.
That is a good plan.
I like the way you think.
Hey, thanks. I like the way you think.
Dustin, how was your birthday?
It was pretty fun.
Pretty fun.
Yeah, I think everybody that came had a nice time. Everybody drank some craft beers and sampled a little.
Had a fire.
Yeah, broke in the fire pit, you know.
You had sex in the fire pit?
I don't think, no. No.
You said you broke in the fire
pit. Well,
that's what I got from it, too.
Not that, no. No.
Look at Ryan out there. Look at that sad face and he's back of that
face in the
car.
Dirt. They got him. I don't know. It's some hardcore taxes.
They're punching him or something.
Oof. Beating about the face.
I would have never known.
Well, so now you're older because you had a birthday, right?
Correct. I'm, yeah, about a week older than the last time you talked to me.
Right.
So, I mean, my life is drastically different than it was before.
Now you're divisible by 11, I believe.
Yeah, three times.
That'll change a man.
And, yeah, 11's my lucky number, so, yeah, that'll be something.
Huh. 11's your lucky number? How do you come up with a lucky number? How
it
do you
was the first number I got when I played baseball, and then that was my uniform number every time I played a different sport.
So it's not a lucky number, it's just a coincidence number.
I was going to guess fortune cookie.
Nah.
It wasn't that?
11's, they're everywhere, man.
I suppose.
I've never met a girl that was an 11.
That's what I'm not. I tell you where you're not going to find 11's. Plentyoffish.com.
still not going well, huh?
No, it's going okay. I'm getting views on the site, but you're not going to find 11s out there. You're rummaging through the high threes to the low fives, just like a rummage sale. You're sifting through them like a bin of socks.
You and Sugar Bear.
And Sugar Bear.
Sugar Bear, yeah. Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo's dad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That, why was that a news story?
He'll be their new spokesperson.
Yeah, because Honey Boo Boo's mom and him broke up.
Got divorced. She caught him on there. Looking for
strange.
On TV, I guess. Why you put your face on a website that literally has, I think, it's millions of participants?
Look who it is, though.
Yeah, I haven't seen the show, but I can gather they're
he wanted to bring some Strange back to his mamper.
His what?
His mamper. His man cave camper.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, he got himself a pop-up out in their driveway.
Hey.
Mamper.
Nothing wrong with a pop-up.
I know way too much about that show.
Well, guys, it's been a pleasure. It's pretty intense. I don't know. I hope Ryan can come back on and tell us what happened. Sometime.
We're riding high, I think, on an adrenaline rush.
Oh, yeah.
I speak for myself.
Even Molly came downstairs. She's like, what's the ruckus? And she grabbed a banana and went back to her.
Fuck it. You broke a window, fix it. Put some cardboard in it, right?
Right. That's how we roll. Dustin, thank you very, very much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me again. Fourth time's a charm.
Fourth time.
Fourth time's as good as the third.
That's the saying.
The fourth time is close to the 11th.
The fourth time you disappear for half the episode looking through medicine cabinets in a house that doesn't belong to you.
Yep. All you had to do was ask me where they were. I knew exactly where they
were. Well, you're doing a show. I'm trying to, not interrupt.
It's a good guy. Jason.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You did fairly well.
And thank you, Ryan, wherever you are.
Yeah, Ryan,
probably in hell.
I honestly, you know what? He did get a new car, and that's probably how I could afford that new car is tax of...
It's all coming together now.
You know what?
You're putting the pieces together.
I know, right?
This is a puzzle that you're solving.
Yeah. Hey, and you think of it this way. His girlfriend is going to be single because he's going to be in prison. So, Jason?
We'll talk about that later.
All right. All right, and Ryan, as you're laying out there in the ground, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me!
Oh, there he is.
Hey, there he is.
Out on the ground, he said something.
Final contribution. Now, I know you were wanting me to introduce the next song, but, Candy Corn seemed to be enjoying his time in here. Would you mind if we had him come in and introduce the last song as we go out?
That'd be awesome.
All right, let me go ask.
Hey, Candy Corn.
Yeah.
Come here. Read this.
The next song is... Wooly by Left Lane Cruiser. I drive a cruiser.
You do?
Left lane. Sometimes you gotta drive in the right lane.
You should.
You drive slow. But when you turn the lights on, you usually get in the left lane and you're the left lane cruiser.
Remember waking up on Saturday morning, grabbing a bowl of your favorite sugared cereal and watching cartoons for hours? IBWIP doesn't remember. IBWIP doesn't remember anything.
Like a
years and my mom 1987 Chevy. Free falling playing on the radio. Yeah, got you talking about how much you hate Tom Petty. I said, girl, now look right here. You know that's some goddamn classic American rock and roll, baby. There's just certain kind of things you need to understand, baby, before we can move on. Yeah. I said, baby, yeah, Lord, he was the finest thing I've ever seen. And I came to rock and roll, yeah, baby, oh, so you know we gotta do this thing. I'm playing, I'm crawling, I'm hound dogging all over this here sound, oh, yeah. I said, baby, good Lord, on your ass, you know I'm gonna shake it all down, oh,
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.